that which clouds our understanding be removed, even those obstacles that we've placed ourselves before the Word of God, before the truth of the Word of God. May they be removed, even as we surrender and even acknowledge our own faults. God, enlighten us, Lord Jesus. Give us your revelation and your wisdom, Father. Have your way in us, Lord. It is for your glory that we live and move and breathe.
Yeah. Not by should never feel lonely. Because the presence of God is the witness, the testimony that God is with you. That He loves you, that He cares for you, that you matter. You make a difference. Even if you were the only person living on earth, Jesus would have still come just because He loves you that much. And that's why the Bible says we ought to love one another. Because when you realize that God loves you, and you know how you are, you know how you think, you know what you do, and God still loves you immeasurably, and He's doing everything He can to help you to become like Him. And we know that when you're born of God, when you're born again, born anew, born from above, then the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree, does it? Hallelujah. That means that if Christ is in you, then you have the ability to love like He does. You have the ability to wait like He does. To be patient with others like He does. You have the ability to just trust and know that all things are going to work out, no matter what it is, no matter how it seems. It may frustrate you, it may aggravate you, it may annoy you, it may sacrifice of your Son on that cross. And Lord, today we just take this bread in remembrance of you, Heavenly Father, in a broken state, Lord God, that you, Lord God, would begin to tear away those things in our lives, Lord God, that are not of you, Lord. Chip away at the pride, Lord God. Chip away at our own self-interest, Lord God. Chip away of everything, Lord God, that will keep us distant from you, Heavenly Father. Lord, for only you can put us back together, Lord God, with your Holy Spirit move, Lord God. So let us leave, Lord God, all of the weights, all of the burdens, Lord God, that we have in our life here today, Lord, as we partake as one body, one church, in this communion. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, we know that the Word of God tells us that when he took the bread, and as we take this bread, it represents the body of Jesus. It represents what we would call a matzah, or what is in the Bible days called unleavened bread. It's flat bread. And it represents how God has caused us to be a people of humility, that we are humble before the Lord. We are pressed down before the Lord, that we are living our lives not unto ourselves, but as unto God, representing him in all that we do, so that people would recognize and know the attributes of God. We're not perfect, but we are patient. We are kind. We are gentle. We do have peace. We have love. We have joy. And this is what the world needs. This is what the world is looking for. And this is who we are. Broken, yielded, and surrendered before God. And we live our lives not for our own glory, not for ourselves, but for the Lord. And that's what this represents today. As we heed the words of Jesus, who said, "This my body, which has been broken for you." And this we eat together in remembrance of him and all that he did for us. Amen. Let us eat together. Hallelujah. Apologize and they say they're sorry, we let it go, isn't that right?
Amen.
That's what God does. God sees the light. He sees the positive. He sees the potential. He sees what is about to happen from his perspective. What he is about to do, Satan reminds you of your past and of the mistakes that you make. So don't go fishing. And when Satan starts speaking to you, know that it is him. Have discernment. Know where the voice that's coming into your mind is coming from. And if it's not from the throne room of God, Paul said, cast it down. He said, if you imagine something that is contrary to what is of God, he says, cast it down. If you have thoughts that are not of God, cast them down. Every imagination, every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of what is true and what is right, he says, cast it down. We have to be a people who know how to cast down thoughts. They don't belong to you. Negativity, negative thoughts, they don't belong to you. Jesus died for that. Negative thoughts and negative things about other people, you're sowing the seed of darkness. That means it's in you. If it comes out of you, that means it's in you. Jesus died for that. He says, I want to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. All the things that are not right in you. God says, I'm cleansing you. I'm washing it away. That's what communion is all about. It's a reminder so that you remember that you have been cleansed. You have been made new. You have been born of God. You have been born afresh. And that is why we pray and we ask God to forgive us. Join us as we pray this prayer of forgiveness. As we ask the Lord to take all of these things and cast them into the sea of forgiveness where they're remembered no more.
The gift of God is eternal life is because Jesus died